Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
Welcome to Moving Averages, a new financial podcast from Vox Markets. This series will feature expert market analysis, interviews with top traders and commentators, and much more to bring you fresh insights into the world of finance.
Welcome to the Vox Markets podcast. Today we have with us Rayna Teo, an independent forex trader and ex-prop trader from Singapore. He has an independent blog and trading education website called Trading with Rayna, a platform for diversifying the trading world through interaction. It has a monthly readership figure of over 40,000, and he's also the co-author of the book titled The Trader's Blueprint. Thanks for coming on today. For those of us who don't know you, would you like to explain who you are and what you do?
Yep, sure. My name is Rayna, right? I am an independent trader and also the founder of tradingwithrayna.com. So that's pretty much a website, an educational website to empower retail traders about the financial markets, largely mainly the FX and futures market to a certain extent. Yes.
Great. And from your website, I understand you started off learning about it independently and then worked at a prop trading firm, or you started prop trading. What lessons did you take away from prop trading?
So I was pretty much a retail trader during my university days. Then I got interested in trading and got a job in prop trading. So what I learned is that I think the biggest takeaway is that the first thing that I learned there is that there are many ways to skin the cat. There are many ways to trade the market. So prior to joining prop trading, I guess the way I traded was, you know, indicators, candlestick patterns, and whatnot. I guess the kind of stuff that you see on the internet. So when I move on into prop trading, that's where I realized that there's this whole new world of traders that trade in a way that I've never seen before. They just have this blue and red color screen. The numbers go blink up and down and like, wow, what's going on? So that's when I realized that they were reading the order flow, the depth of market to base their trading decisions, right? Using it to scalp the markets, you know, doing a calendar spreads and stuff like that. So that was very eye-opening to me. And that's where I had this kind of revelation that, you know, there are really, you know, more than one ways to make money in the market. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the biggest eye-opening session I had there.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, most retail traders aren't aware of the fact that a lot of professionals use just the order flow to trade.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. And what age do you reckon you started your interest in trading? Was it while you're at university when you started retail trading? Or did it begin at an earlier point?
I would say financial markets is around 18 or 19 years old is where I got started in the stock markets. I got interested in, you know, why stock goes up, goes down and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas you want to talk about trading, like, you know, buying and selling at a more frequent basis, that would be around university when I was about 21, 22, around there. That is where I got started into the world of FX trading.
Nice. And do you also invest or do you just trade Forex and...
Okay, so well, at the start, right, before I was trading, right, I was actually so-called investing, right? So that's where I got burnt, right? I didn't know what I was doing. So you can say that I started off trying to invest, didn't work out, and then I move on into a shorter term, I would say, turnaround, which is otherwise known as trading. So yeah, so largely right now, I am mainly a trader, a swing and position trader, but investing, I won't rule it out totally, because, you know, looking back, I know what I did wrong. So to me, investing is not really my specialty, but there are certain times in a person's life where there are just, you know, golden opportunities to invest, like the 08-09, you know, financial crisis. So to me, if I were to invest, it will be, you know, during crisis period where, you know, the stock markets has just plunged, you know, 40% or more, right? So that's where you can buy just a few blue chips companies that you believe in and hold it for the next 3 to 5 years. I would say there's a good chance that you'll make money, you know, if you do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And considering we're at the end of that long bull market, you don't see yourself investing at this point.
No. So I'm not really an investor or anything like that, but I do like to track certain metrics, right, that value investor look at. I think one of the very popular one is one of these called the CAPE ratio, right? I don't really know the exact math behind it, right? But it's basically a way to kind of judge whether the stock market is overvalued or undervalued. So right now, I believe the CAPE ratio for the US stock market is on the high side, right? And from a risk to reward standpoint, I mean, from an investing standpoint, from a risk to reward standpoint, to me, it doesn't make sense to be investing at this point in time. You really want to be, again, buying when I think if you open a newspaper, you see the word recession, that's probably a good time to kind of gauge your timing to invest in the markets.
Right, yeah. I would agree, and I'm sure most others would. There's a lot of market volatility at the moment. Do you find yourself trading a lot more now than a year ago?
For me personally, I don't trade specifically the index, right? So I have my own set of strategies. So for the recent spike in volatility, like for example in the indices, it didn't affect my trading frequency, but it did affect my own trading portfolio. For example, I have a systematic trend following system that I do trade, right? So the recent spike in that volatility actually led to a drawdown for me. So for me, as a systematic trend follower, that strategy, I think it was down like over about 5-6% within a 1 or 2 weeks. So the drawdown has been steep over the recent weeks.
I see. And how many pips are you aiming for? I mean, just diving straight into strategy here, how many pips are you aiming for with each trade? And how long are you holding your positions for? I mean, if you want to talk about that specifically.
Okay, sure. So about FX trading, right? I don't really look at it in terms of pips, right? Because sometimes, you know, certain trades stop loss might be larger, like maybe a 200 pip stop loss, right? And I might be looking for maybe, I wouldn't say a fixed target, but I usually try to ride the swing or the trend, right? Depending what is my goal for that strategy. So usually I don't really have any fixed target pips or percentage. Usually I have a set of rules, I follow it, right? And if I simply just take what the market rewards. So if I'm looking to capture a trend, I'll just, you know, use a trailing stop loss and to see, you know, how far the trend can go. If I'm just looking to capture a swing, right, I'll just simply, you know, ride that one swing move in the market. So I don't have any, you know, specific targets,
right,
like pips and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you just basically you're constantly adapting to what the market will do, and you'll set your profit take. Depending,
I would
on
say
each
I take what the market gives, right? So I don't really have any predefined, like, you know, I want to take X percent or right. X number of pips from the market. I just simply, you know, take what the market offers.
Right. Okay. So what do you think are your key influences to having a success as a trader? Did you have any mentors, or did you just
I would say mentor is definitely, you know, from the books I've read, traders I've interacted. There's like so many, but I would say the biggest influence that I would say is pretty much a trend following, right? Traders who adopt a trend following approach, right? I think the Market Wizard series has a lot of, I won't say a lot, but a number of traders who actually employ a trend following approach. So those are really, I would say, the guiding light for me as a trader. Then also in terms of what else? Systems trading, right? Again, from the books I've read, right? Again, those are the traders who actually set the path before me. They are, you know, kind enough to share their systems in the book, in a website and stuff like that. And I really benefit from their sharing, right? So a couple of, you know, names to mention, you know, I think trend following Michael Covell, the book has a very in-depth explanation to what this methodology is about. Andreas Klenno did an amazing job in breaking down the strategy step by step. So, you know, almost anyone can study it and, you know, backtest it if they wish to. And in terms of system trading, I think Cesar and Larry O'Connor, they did a brilliant job in sharing their mean reversion trading system. And who else? Keith Fishen. I'm not sure if I pronounced the name correctly, but again, another book on backtesting. So I would say trend following and systems trading, these are the key influence to me as a trader. In terms of price action trading, is to me, is a lot about screen time and so that's really, you know, you watching the markets and then, you know, gauging, you know, how the market moves, the flow from the market from one level to the next. So that is really, you can read books and stuff like that, but I would say ultimately screen time for a trader, it's very important if you are going down the price action route. So yeah, those are my key influence as a, you know, trader.
Right. And so would you say that your biggest piece of advice for a trader would be to have a mentor, or would it be to just have more screen time in front of the markets?
Well, it depends first and foremost. So the biggest advice again is I have to know, you know, what they are trying to get out of trading. So if they are someone who wants to trade the markets to, let's say, to grow their wealth over time, maybe, you know, just beating the markets, making 15 to 20% a year, then you want to find someone who is, you know, going down that path, right? Doing it successfully, or, you know, reading books, systems and techniques that actually, you know, talks about, you know, such trading approach. If you are someone who is wanting to go down the day trading path, right, generate a consistent income, then you want to study, you know, materials or, you know, traders who are actually down that approach. So my biggest advice is first and foremost to define your goals. What do you want out of trading? Once you've defined your goals, and then go and replicate others who have, you know, clearly walked down that path before you. So I would say that's somewhat of a shortcut. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if someone were to try to beat the market in the near future or follow your strategies, is there any specific strategies that you have at the moment considering US midterms are coming up? Or do you not dabble in the dollar?
Regarding fundamentals that's coming up, I don't have any view on it. I don't have any specific strategy to trade a fundamental news or event that's coming up, right?
Right.
Whatever strategies I've traded is just simply mainly the price and the price itself.
Right. Okay. And so do you find yourself trading during high volatility, big fundamental market moving events, or do you try and stay out of those periods?
I don't trade into news, right? So for example, if I have a specific trading setup and it happened to coincide with a news release or whatsoever, I'll just still take the trading setup as though the news isn't there. So news is kind of like out of my equation. I don't look at it. To me, that's somewhat a noise, right? So I just focus on price itself, my trading strategy, and executing it consistently. That's my concern.
Right. So you're very focused in that regard.
Yes, I would say, yeah, that's mainly what I do.
Right.
I'm sure there are traders who are, you know, successful with trading the news, right? And, you know, and events, but that's just not my style. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Why do you think so many people follow you and follow your opinions on your blog? And what do you think you have that most other trading mentors don't?
That's a good question. I can't really pinpoint why traders like my blog, but when I first started trading with Rainer, I find that in the trading education sphere, one thing that I find lacking is that whenever I wanted to, you know, learn something new or more knowledge, I often face an issue is that, bum, you know, you need to buy for my trade, you need to sign up for my trading course, right? So I find that, you know, something's lacking down there. So I figure, you know, when I, you know, learn more about the markets, I wanted to share everything I have. I don't want to, you know, hold anything back and say, hey, you know, you need to sign up for this, then you get access to this information and stuff like that. So I pretty much go all in, right? Whatever I share on my blog, right? It's pretty much as in-depth as I can make it, right? I want it to be the best out there, right? It may not be for everybody, right? But it's all based on my trading experience. And really, I hope those posts would, you know, help traders out there, whether they sign up for my course or not, doesn't matter. Ultimately, I hope that it helps them in their own trading one way or another. So that's my kind of my approach to, you know, doing up the website and the materials that I put up.
Right. And so you're kind of paying it forward in a way, because you said that a lot of your mentors and the books that you read before helped you develop as a trader. So
yes, that's right. So without those books, right, there's no way that, you know, I would, you know, be trading the way I am today. So it's like, you know, the people before me, they have paid it forward. They write books, websites, blogs, whatever. So now it's so-called, you know, happen to be, I have the privilege to do so, and I want to do it the best that I can. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And at what point did you start trading full-time, or do you trade full-time at the moment?
Okay. So I think full-time is it's quite subjective. Right? So to me, I don't trade full-time in the sense that I don't spend 12 hours a day trading, because my trading approach is largely the higher time frame. You don't need to be sitting down 10 to 12 hours a day trading. So in terms of spending time trading the markets, I spend about 2-3 hours on a weekend doing my preparation, and on a day-to-day basis, about, you know, 2-3 hours a day trading, and that's pretty much it. So trading for me, it's like a business. It's not to generate a fixed income every month, right? But for me, it's a way to actually grow my wealth over time. So for example, trading with Rainer, I do happen to offer, you know, paid courses, right? So the money from those paid courses, I actually use a huge percentage of them and channel it to my own trading account and to kind of, you know, grow my money over time. So it's like the money from my courses, I put in my own trading account. It does, you know, X percent a year on average, right? And the money kind of like compounds and grow over time. And I kind of take the so-called philosophy of Warren Buffett, where, you know, slow, consistent compounding returns over the long run is where you make the big money. So that's the my philosophy as well. Yeah.
Right. And so you're kind of managing your own portfolio in a way, not really trading by gambling sense, but basically growing your wealth over time in the same way that
that's
Warren
right.
does.
That's the approach I look at trading, largely as a business, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. And do you see a time in the world where there will be less currencies traded? For example, when most people will be trading another kind of currency in the future, or when there'll be no longer a need for foreign exchange traders? Or do you see that to continue?
Okay, so I thought that was an interesting question, and this is just my opinion, right? Yeah. So again, my fundamental knowledge is nowhere as extensive to traders who trade based on fundamental. But to me, I find that at this time and age, in the future, it's more likely that we will have more currencies to trade. You know, given that developing countries is up and coming, right? Maybe due to globalization, due to technology, countries like Vietnam, Myanmar, Cambodia, I don't know, those developing countries, right? They eventually might, right, have their currency actively traded on the exchange, and it's actually, you know, obviously more opportunities for FX traders. Countries merging their currencies together, and like for example the EU, like recently we just have the Brexit, right, where the Great Britain left the EU, right? Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
So I find that is the trend likely forward, and I would expect more currencies to trade in future instead of lesser currencies.
Right. Yeah. That is interesting. And there would be more opportunities for traders in the future, you know, if that were to happen.
Yeah. I find that there is always opportunities out there for traders. Like, for example, like, you know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, right? There is always opportunities. It's just the way that you look at it, right? Again, different traders, they have different strategies. In the 80s or even 90s, trend following is doing phenomenally well, right? And in the last 5 or 10 years, didn't do too well. So right now, I'm sure there are certain strategies that are doing well. Like, for example, Renaissance Capital, probably in a high-frequency trading firm, right, by Jim Simmons, doing exceptionally well as well. So I think, you know, there are always, you know, strategies that are working well, right? It's like a cycle. It does well, doesn't do too well, it does well. And as a trader, it's, you know, your job to kind of ride through the cycles, right, from good periods to bad times and good periods again. And longevity, it's key, right? Even like Warren Buffett, he has a drawdown of, I think, of 50% or more. He rides it the same, right? So that's how he pretty much makes his money, right? By, you know, not changing from value investing to options trading to, you know, day trading. It's just value investing, right? With a slight variation over the years, but the core principles still the same. Yeah.
Right. Because at the end of the day, well, market noise doesn't really affect Warren Buffett and his trading strategies, and neither should
a successful
trader.
I think he likes
trader.
To see blood on the street. That's where he goes really deep on it in his portfolio.
Yeah. So, is there anything else you'd like to talk about today? And for the Vox Markets listeners, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, maybe I just share, you know, what's going on in my mind right now. So I think a lot of people, they come into trading hoping to make some extra money, second source of income, supplement their, you know, whatever they earn from their full-time job. But you got to understand that, I'm not saying it's impossible, but if you have a full-time job, you work like, you know, 9 to 6, right? And you left like 2-3 hours a day to trade. The odds are against you, you know, trying to, you know, trade for a second source of income, because, you know, you just don't have the time dedicated to watch in front of the markets and churn enough trades to have the law of large number work in your favor. So an alternate approach is to look at trading as a form of, you know, growing your wealth. In fact, with the technology out there, with the trading systems that are actually being posted in books and whatnot, you can actually, you know, get someone to backtest the systems that's being shared and see if it works or not, right? If it works, right, then, you know, all that's left to do on your part really is to put in sufficient capital into the trading system and trade it consistently over time and generate whatever X percent that, you know, on average that system makes. So I find that this is actually one of the easiest way to beat the markets. But the reason why people don't do it is because they probably don't have the conviction to it. And, you know, you really need a lot of discipline to do it, right? Whether you're a day trader or whether you're a long-term trader, discipline is key, right? And the way you get discipline is well, we can go all sorts of direction, but it's all about, number one, having an edge, right? And number two, right, and sticking to it, right? Even though, you know, the drawdown comes, you really have to have the conviction to stick to it when the drawdown comes. And the easiest way, I mean, for me personally, I find that the easiest way someone can stick to a strategy when a drawdown comes is where you can actually see how the strategy has performed in the past, what's the deepest drawdown to expect, right? And it would really provide comfort to you. Yeah, so that's my take on it.
Right, yeah. Backtesting, I think, is so important, and I think not enough people use it. So I would completely agree with you.
Yes, and given the amount of, you know, I don't know, technology and like, for example, you know, marketplace online, you can actually find someone to actually program your strategy, right? It might cost you like what, $300 to $1,000, mm-hmm. right? But in the long run, the savings that you earn, right, compared to, you know, losing your money in the markets, I'll say it's peanuts. So, you know, go out there, find someone who can program the strategy, test it out, right? Read books. There are books, so many books, like the one I've mentioned, sharing their systems openly. Go and test it out, figure it out, tweak it to your own, you know, personality, and, you know, from then on, you can move forward if you want to go down the systems trading route. Yeah.
Right. Well, great. Thanks a lot for coming onto the podcast. We really enjoyed talking to you.
You're welcome, Abraham.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.